You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. I'm Lewis Wallace, and I'm in the studio with Dr. Thomas Manley, the newly chosen president of Antioch College. Welcome to WYSO.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you. You've been the president of Pacific Northwest College of Art for 12 and a half years. Why did you decide to leave that and come to Antioch?
Well, it wasn't a choice that I made in a blink of an eye. 12 and a half years is a long time, but we love Portland and we love PNCA. But when I was contacted about this job and I saw the description and the idea that you could have a 165-year-old startup college, that sort of completely got my attention. And I've known about Antioch for a long, long time, been an admirer of the school. And the vision that's been laid out, the different challenges that are facing the institution, but what's at stake, it seems to me, is much more than simply bringing a great American college back to life. It's really reclaiming the promise of higher education in this country, and I think Antioch is the institution that's set to do that. So you can't turn down an opportunity like that.
That's a big kind of broad goal, regaining the promise of liberal arts education in the 21st century. What is it about Antioch that specifically that makes you think this is the place to pursue that?
Well, I think Antioch has always been a place that's been value-based. It's always been a place that's actually embraced the idea that education needs to be both rigorous intellectually but also applied and aimed at doing something better in the world than exists at a current time. And you need institutions that have that kind of moral compass to lead transformational change. And since Antioch students leave this institution with that real sense of purpose, I can't think of a better organization to sort of launch that effort from.
And we know that the current president, Mark Roosevelt, took on just kind of a huge endeavor coming in after the school had closed and was being reopened by these really dedicated alums. I want to ask you about yourself, sort of what is it about you that, or what do you think it is about you that makes you want to come into a situation like this, a school that's not even accredited yet, that's, you know, closed down several times over its more than 150-year history? Mm-hmm. It's a huge challenge. So what do you think about you draws you to that?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to say how much I admire the work that Mark, the alumni, the board, the senior team of the college, and the students and the current faculty and staff have done over these past 5 years. It's really remarkable. The vision is strong. I don't think there are elements of it that really are missing a beat. But I do think that as Mark himself probably would say, these are not sprints. These are marathons. We need to think in terms of resilience. Rather than just simply being successful over a short period of time. And that's the way I approach any challenge. And it's, to me, getting out of bed in the morning every day, we should be thinking about, you know, our lives in terms of, you know, it's a startup. I'm a startup today. What am I going to do with the time that I have? How am I going to make an impact? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do see the challenges. I'm not in any way an over optimist, but I also see that the rewards that will come with tackling these risks are really tremendous.
I want to ask you about the protests that we've been seeing on campuses around the country just recently, mostly focused on institutional racism and in particular, in some instances, institutions being slow to respond to racism on campus. What was that like at the Pacific Northwest College of Art? Did you deal with race issues, institutional racism?
Well, we deal with the issues that are present in our lives. More close to home, we have Portland is, I love Portland, but I think anyone who's honest will say it is not the most diverse place on the planet, and it has a history of racism, both institutional racism and race and, you know, bad race relations. We deal with that by embracing diversity, by looking at ways that we can create a greater representation of voices around the table. We deal with it in terms of all the languages we speak, including visual languages as well. So we didn't have any protests on campus around that, but we have had a lot of student concern around issues of how our institution's engaging homelessness, and there's a race component to that, and issues of social justice, hunger, a whole series of matters that really have to be central to our concerns.
And I'm sure you've gathered that Antioch College students are a really sharp and socially conscious kind of bunch of people. I mean, that's my opinion, but it's a commonly held one, I think.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you think you can do to kind of help bridge what is sometimes a gap between students' views of social justice and administration's views of social justice.
In many ways, I feel like I'm coming home. I was very active in college. I'd like to think that I've remained socially conscious since then. Some of my friends would say it's a good place for me to land because I'll get a little bit of payback, having tortured many college administrations over my lifetime. It's time to kind of work with the community. I've had some good conversations today. I'm a believer that democracy is messy. Creativity is messy. We work things out in a process of dialogue. It's great to see students standing up for their beliefs and helping to lead, and not just taking as some formula what governments or administrations or college presidents say.
You mentioned the idea that liberal arts colleges need to be, or that it's a good thing that Antioch is kind of values driven and driven by ideas and concepts, you know, as well as this whole sort of mix of social justice and participatory learning. How do you think that all of that can come together to tackle just sort of the economic realities of liberal arts colleges today, that so many of them are spending more than they can afford on this education?
Yeah.
Because people's perceptions of its importance and its value have changed.
No, I think that's right. I think that's a great question. I think it's a central question for boards and college leaders, for us all to be concerned about. The importance of this kind of education, I think, is apparent if you look at the results. But the model that we've been using is no longer a viable model. And we can't finance this education just simply by asking families, students and their families, to take out thousands of dollars in loans, tens of thousands of dollars of loans that they're not going to be able to repay later on. I mean, it's unethical to do that. So we need to find new ways to both deliver an excellent, critical liberal arts education, and we need to find ways to make that not only financially possible, but also to understand how that business model connects to larger economic models. And we need to be entrepreneurial. We need to be innovative. And we need to be open-minded about the alternatives that we consider. It's not just simply standing off on one side of the political argument or the other and critiquing what hasn't worked or what we think won't work. It's getting in there and trying things and being willing to fail and experiment.
The idea of the Antioch College Village strikes me as an idea that kind of fits into the mix that you're talking about there, something that you haven't really heard of before, using a college campus for housing in a town that needs housing, and kind of fully integrating the campus. Is that an idea that that you'll pursue?
Yes, I think that's a very exciting idea, and I wish it was mine, you know. But I'm happy to inherit it and to try to help implement it. In fact, I think that kind of problem solving, where we were breaking down some of the barriers between institutions and organizations and the communities that they occupy, is critical. So having multi-generational housing, having a campus that's sort of open and not just to the students and faculty and staff that work there, but to the communities that they they're situated in, is really exciting, and that's a different business model than we pursued in the past.
Dr. Thomas Manley, the incoming president of Antioch College, when's your first day?
March 1st, yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. And I hope the weather's just as good as it is today.
Great. Thanks for being on WYSO.
Thank you, Lewis.